Today's Shir Mishabru Yaimi is Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. Sif Aleph. Din Kibud Abayas, the Dabar Shem is coming. Cleaning up the house on Shabbos. And the famous Halacha of Dabar Shem is coming will be discussed here. It's about time. It's already ready all through Pesach Shabbos, and he never actually had a siman called Dabar Shem Miskavim. Just applied it about 500 times, and now we're gonna actually see it. Dabar Shem Miskavim Mutter. So before we start that, look, the Mishnah Berurah before Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah gives us a hakdama to this whole siman. Look what he says. Akdim, see right before Aleph. Akdim l'siman zeh hakdama k'tzara. I have to give a little intro to this siman. Vehi, that's the following. B'chayresh, when you're dealing with Charisha, who echad b'lamed tes avos b'lachos. Charisha is one of the lamed tes avos b'lachos. B'chayim shekavadas ha-choresh. What is the basic purpose and intent of choresh? It's l'rapuye ara. It's in order to loosen up the soil, the ground. The uz tov l'zriya. So then the land will be fit for planting and sowing, S-O-W-I-N-G, the gam kavanaso le hashvos hagumos, and also what he tries to do when he is plowing to make the land better for planting, he flattens out the holes and ditches in the ground, uliachoso, and he pretties it up, the ground, kedei shiyeh hamakom shava, so that the land is all nice and even for sowing, S-O-W-I-N-G. If you ever drive up north, you see the crops getting ready to roll, it's all plowed up nice and even, so that you can go ahead and put in the banana trees so that we can enjoy them on Yam Liyam. The Gam Kavanasa, he says, La'ashvos, Hagumos, Li'afo, Yisak, Kadesh, Yam, Makam, Shavah, L'chein, therefore, Hachofer, Basada, a person goes ahead and digs up in a field, Osha, Asa, Charetz, or he makes any type of groove, Oshaya Sham Tel Katan, or if it's a little mound, Vishbilo, and he flattens it out. Oshaya Sham Makom Namuch, or if it was a area that went dipped down, Vishbo, so and he evened it out. Vichain Kol Hamashve Gumos, Vimakom Ha Roy Lizria, anyone who goes and he smooths out any mounds or little piles of dirt where it is a type of ground that is fit for planting, sowing, S-O-W-I-N-G. Chayev mishum choresh. He would be chayev for charisha, because that's what charisha is. Charisha is loosening up the land, making the land fit for planting. Now he points out, just as a side in the brackets, bim hayazeh babayis, and if he did this type of activity called mashve gumos, flattening out holes and evening out the ground in a house, and again, those days they used to have dirt floors in a house too. Okay, so if you did this in a home, chayiv mishum bone. You will be chayiv for bone, building. It's not an area where you're going to grow stuff, but you're making the floor nice and smooth to have your smooth digs, which is going to be bone. Shemesakein habinyan, you're fixing up the binyan, al yedei zeh, by virtue of smoothing it out. V'chein kol ma she'ose liyafos hakarka, anything you do, going back to Charisha, to fix the land and get the land better. Who told us Toledes Choresh? It's the Tolda of Choresh, the Malacha Dairaisa of Choresh, the Chayiv B'Cholshu, and he's Chayiv for any minimal amount. Okay, in the same way they say, for example, if you go ahead, what would be an example of this? If you went ahead and you plucked out dried up dry grass, or if you plucked out weeds and things like that, so that is preparing the land for growth, and just taking out a little bit of weeding the ground would be the malacha of Chayresh. In certain scenarios, it might actually be Zareya too, because if you already have things growing there and you're weeding the ground is promoting the growth of that which is growing there already, you could be over both Charisha and Zriya. Let's move weiter. Now we're in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Dabar Shem Miskavim Mutter. A person does a malacha, but he doesn't have kavana to do the malacha. The hu shalo yehei secret is going to be mutter, you're allowed to do such a malacha, but who shall you have secret, as long as it's not definitely going to happen. So what's a practical scenario of this? Now, by the way, sikresha literally means chopping off the head. When you chop off the head, the animal automatically dies. So when you chop off the head, the animal automatically dies. So you can't say that the chopping of the head, you don't have kavanah to kill it, because it's definitely going to die. So what's an example of a dovish and a muskavim that's mutter, that's permissible? He says, hilkach, therefore, gorer adam mita, kisei v'safsal. This is the classic case of dovish and a muskavim brought down the Gemara in numerous places. Okay? And especially emphasized in Shabbos dat tzadihei. But again, it's all over Shas. So you can go ahead and you can drag, a person can drag a bed, a chair, a bench, ben gedolim, ben ketanim, whether they're big or small, so you can drag this along, let's say, a field, as long as the kavana is not to make any grooves in the ground. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. He's going to spell it out. You have an act that is, at its core, permissible to do on Shabbos. And when he's doing it, it's possible that when you do Maisa A, based on that, it's possible that Maisa B, the Maisa A you're doing, which is permissible, might also result in Maisa B, which happens to be a malacha, Maisa malacha, right? V'shas siyasan, efshar shetase b'glalan malacha acheres, ve'efshar shalotase, and it's possible that it will not happen. In lo niskave, in lo osa malacha, if you do not have kavana for that, Maisa malacha, it is going to be mutter. That's what the Mechaber here is spelling out. So before we get to the example of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, a classic example of this would be a person goes ahead and he wants to comb his hair or brush his hair. So let's say he's brushing his hair. So what is the permissible act? The permissible act is brushing your hair. We're not talking here about the Pu'ulas HaMalacha. We're talking about the Maisa Malacha. Okay? So obviously it's the same Pu'ula of moving the brush on your head. We're talking about the maisa is to brush your hair. That's what the kavanah is for, the maisa of brushing your hair. But by brushing your hair, you might or might not also be doing what maisa malacha? Pulling out the hair. So therefore, that would be totally okay on Shabbos. If you're brushing with a brush that might or might not pull out hair. But what if you're brushing, and your kavanah is for brushing, but you're for sure going to pull out hair? That's psik resha. And you're going to be chayiv for psik resha. So let's see. That's what the spell in base. Psik resha, perish, shebevadai tase melacha acheres, where you for sure will be engaged in the other maisa, which is the melacha that you're going to be chayiv for. But once again, where you're brushing your hair, and for sure the permissible act of brushing the hair will also result in the melacha, prohibited activity of pulling out hair. Now, by the way, these halachos, when it comes to Darush Eves Gavin and Psik Reisha, are not only with respect to, it's not only with respect to Shabbos, it's also with respect not only to Shabbos, but also with respect to other Averos as well, other Isurim as well. For example, a Nazir would be the same issue. Can a Nazir brush his hair? So if it's a brush, the Nazir will be able to brush his hair, because brushing is permitted. It might or might not pull out his hair. But if it's like a comb that will for sure pull out the hair, the Nazir would not be able to do it. Same thing, Davashem Eskave, Psik Resha. There's unique aspects to Psik Resha when it comes to Shabbos, because of Melechas Masheves and things like that, and maybe possibly Melechas Shetrich Lagufa, depending on the opinion in the Rishonim. But the basic core concept of Davashem Eskave and Psik Resha applies. And there is many different approaches to how to understand Davash and Miskaven with Psik Resha, which is not for now, it's for Inshir. You can go online to Yosefus Ksuvis, BrachaYishayah.com, Hawaii Torah, and get the different slew of shitas. There's two general major shitas in Psik Resha, with a slew of variations. My son, in fact, just started the sugya of Sukrasa Dinzaisa in Ksuvis, which we did last year. And we were hacking on it. I showed there are at least three or four different shitas right there in Taisus and how to understand Darvash Amaskaven with Psik Resha, with Nichale, Lo Nichale, and all the excitement. Let's move on here. But that's not for us right now. So what we do have right now is that the concept of Darvash Amaskaven, we pass like Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Yehuda, that it's mutar, except when there is a Psik Resha. Now, Sif Katan Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch gave an example of Gora Adam Mita Kisei Vesasa. So let's say Perish Kevan the Davar Shem Eskavin Mutter. Since Davar Shem Eskavin is Mutter Hilchav, therefore Gora, you can drag these benches or whatever you're dragging. Even though by dragging it, it's possible Sheyatzu Charitz in the Karka that you will make these grooves in the Karka. Ve'ika v'zem yishu b'chashash chofer, and there is this concern that you will do plowing chafira. Who told the chayresh, which is digging? Sorry, chofer is digging, which is a tolda of charisha, which is plowing. Afilu hachi lav psik resha. It's not a psik resha. What? Right? Afilu bekarka she eina mirutzefes. Even if it's karka that's not tiled, it's not paved. Even non-paved ground is still not going to be a psik resha. Why? It's possible that you won't make a groove in the ground. Sif katan dalid. So he said, "Bein gedol and bein katan." Even a big bench, even a big bed. So what does that mean? A big one, dimitrach lay lisli sayim al sefer. A big one, it's a hassle to put on your shoulder. Ubein katanim and small ones, the yachal likachem al sefer. You could put it on your shoulder, but even so, afilu hachi mutu legarim al aretz. You're allowed to go ahead and drag them. But pasam avagad Avram. Here is the important. Magen Avram here, based on the sugis that you know. The Gedolim B'Yoser, if however, they are huge, humongous, heavy benches and things like that, then Aser L'Gror Al Aretz. It would be Aser to drag it. Why? Because then Psik Resha, then it would be a Psik Resha. The Bevada Yaseh Charetz. Because for sure then, it will make a groove when you pull the bench. V'afilu Merutzav Bekarka. Now this is interesting. Even if it is paved, even if it is tied, okay? Shall of the karka shall shayish aser ligror. You hear this? He's saying even if it is karka that is paved with marble, he says, you're not allowed to go ahead and drag this heavy, heavy duty bench to Gazrina Merutzaf, because Begoizer, a paved ground, atu eno Merutzaf. Okay? It's Gzeira atu ground that's not paved. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Umuter lerabeit habayis, kevan she'eno miskavein lahashvos gumots ela shelo yalea avak. So he says you're allowed to go ahead and wash down the ground. In those days they used to have dirt ground, right? So what would be? It would go ahead and the dust would rise when it got dry. So what do you have to do? You have to go ahead and spritz like on spray. You don't put it on like the hard. The hard hose. You put the hose on spray, not on shotgun. Because you put it on spray, so it sprays down the dust, and that you're allowed to do. Why? Once again, because there's no kavana to smooth out the gumos. Your kavana is for the dust not to rise. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan. Hey, lerabeitz. Lahazos mayim, to go ahead and spray water on the karka of the bayis. Kadesh lo yale avak, so the avak does not rise, the dust does not rise. Da'afal gav di bahar batza. Even though when you're doing this har batza, spraying down the dust and the dirt. Kamapai mismale magumos biafar avak, the ground and the soil and the dust and the dirt is all going to then go ahead and fill up the ditches and the holes. Afilochi mutter, it's still permissible. Kevon de'ena miskave, since from the law, that's not his kavana, he wants to just keep the dust from rising. The gamma of psik resha, it's not a psik resha that it's going to smooth out all the ditches in there, or any of the ditches in there. Afilu bekarka she'eno merutzav es mutter, even in karka that's not paved, it is going to be mutter. Bais, aser lechabed habayis, this is the famous iser of going ahead and sweeping the house, ela im kein hakarka merutzav. You're only allowed to sweep up the house if the ground is paved. But if it's not paved, If it's a dirt ground, you're not allowed to sleep. Yesh matirin afilu eina merutza. And there are those that permit it even if it is eina merutza. And comes the Ramah, the yesh machmirin afilu bimerutza. Comes the Ramah and he says, and there are those that are machmir even in a paved ground. Whoa. And he says, this is the minag, the ein l'shanos. And you should not go ahead and change from this. Now, we're all asking, can I ask you a question? You're all asking the following thing. What do you mean? We don't take a broom and sweep the floor on Shabbos? On our paved tiled floors? Sounds like the Ramah, and we're Ashkenazim, sounds like that's the minag. In fact, he goes, Mi'lai deni hudi mutter. It's okay for a guy to do it. What's going on? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, the Chabad Abayis. Why is it usher to sweep the floor? Because you're being mazes the afar and kovah. You're moving the afar, the dirt of the ground, from its place. Gam mashveh hagumos, you are smoothing out the holes and ditches and the grooves in the ground when you're sweeping. Shemismalin hagumos shemavayis, you're filling it up, mea afar, from the afar. And guess what malach you're doing? Havi binyan. That's going to be binyan. The afar gadim miskaveh, according to this opinion, lashuye gumos. So according to this opinion, even though you're not kavana to be mashma gumos, afilu lachi aser, still could be aser. Because this, he says, according to this opinion, is a psik reishahu. Therefore, according to this opinion, it would sound like it would be a daraisa aser. The yeshomim know that it's not that it's a psik reisha, but rather the chayshin an shema mitoch tir daso lechaved, since based on your being involved and overwhelmed with the cleaning and the sweeping of your karka, of your floor, yishkach, you'll forget, the yishva ha'goyma is miskavik. Because since you're involved in the making the floor clean and pretty, so you might forget yourself and actually have direct kavana to make it nice and smooth. And if your kavana is to smooth it out with the dirt, that is kavana for bona, which is melacha. So it's either because it's mamish of psik reisha, and even if it's not of psik reisha, there's the concern of what, that you're going to go ahead and smooth it out. That's the Mishnah Berurah in the first opinion. And he says, Elohim came Merutzaf, but you would be allowed to sweep if it was paved with either Avonim, Uvein Bekrushim, or with beams. Then the Shulchan Aruch said, there are those that are Matir Afilo Eina Merutzaf. There are those that are Matir, even it's not Merutzaf. The Sphere of the Hu, the Gambizeh Eino Vadai Shigesh Begomer. This opinion is very Makil. He says, even if it's not paved, it's not going to for sure be a psik reisha that you're going to smooth out the gumos. The lo gamra is no different than rebuts. It's no different than right spraying down the karka from the dust that's rising. That's shari b'sif aleph. The gam lemez is up from komo. Gam kein lo chayish. And his opinion also is not concerned that you're going to actually go and move the upper from one place to the other. Because what is he doing when he's sweeping? He's sweeping only the extra loose dirt and dust on the ground. That's not chofer guma. Chofer guma, and then you go ahead and dig up things and put it in other places and actually fill things in. That you're not going to do in the house. We're not concerned about that. And then he quotes the Ramah, Afil b'merutzaf, even by a paper. Bein ba'avonin, who bein b'krushin, whether you're dealing with stone floors or beams, the sphere of the bein merutzaf, have a psik reisha. This opinion holds that since when it's not merutzaf, it's a psik reisha, because rina merutzaf, atu ein merutzaf. It would be geyser, merutzaf, a situation where you have tile paved ground. So he says, Ayein Ber Halacha. So he says, check out the Ber Halacha. And this is a very important Ber Halacha. Because the Ramah here was Machmir based on the Sefer HaTrumah. But the Ber Halacha, however, points out that the Sefer HaTrumah Asur is sweeping only because of a Gzeira or because of filling in right the cracks. So but what happened in a town where most of the floors are tightly laid with no cracks, such as wooden floors and no tiles. So the gzeira does not apply, and it would be permitted to sweep. So it comes out that this would be the basis for our heter sweeping bizman hazeh. But however, a person should still be careful not to use a broom which has bristles that break easily, because he might break them on Shabbos. That's a different issue. Also, the Sharatzion brings up the issue of mukta as well. For example, the Sharatzion says he's unclear whether part of this Isser Bechlal is due to the fact that it is mukta. And basically, the Sharatzion says in Sifkat and Zion, he brings up how the issue of moving the dirt would be possibly okay, even though it's muksa, is because it's being moved indirectly. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Yud, Al Yedei Eina Yehudi Mutter, that Ramah had said that according to the Chomer opinion, that Afilu B'Merutzaf, you should not go ahead and sweep, he says, Al Yedei Eina Yehudi Mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah here says, Hainu Afilu B'Sheina Merutzaf. And this is going back to even where it's Eina Merutzaf, it's okay for a non-Jew to sweep, even where the floor is not paved, not tiled. Who ain't miskaven rak lechaven abayis? Because the guy's kavana is only to sweep and clean up the house. You have to psikra reisha leinyan agumos, even though it's a psik reisha with respect to filling in the grooves and the cracks. Mutter al yedei ein yehudi. It's okay based on asking a non-Jew, debamira lein yehudi lo kabid and kulei. So when it comes to amira la'akum, not so makbid. Like we say, Kamosha Kasuv, Besivan Rashon and Gimel, Sifhei, Bagon Ramah, Ayim Sham Be Mishnah Brura, where there, the Mishnah Brura there had said that since Amir al Nahri is only a Shvus without any Maisa, there is a Terim to say to a non Jew to do a Maisa that in which there is a Psik Resha. However, you should know that Mishnah Brura earlier also says it's usher to tell a non-Jew who's holding a ner of shemen in his hand, a candle, an oil candle, to go walk quickly, because then it's going to be miskarev the shemen. It's going to bring the shemen quicker to the wick when he's moving quickly. And there is mechabu mavir. So the Shona Halachos explains that there it seems to be mashma that Amir al-Nachri with a Maisa of a Psik Resha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is problematic. He leaves it in a Tzarech Ian Katan.